Video gamer and couch potato have long been pretty much synonymous. But with colleges now offering gaming scholarships and esports teams competing for rich prizes, the high stakes are pushing many to up their performance by getting off the couch and going to the gym. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Alex Smith reports.
Matt Smith and Ben Stickler are in training. And it's not what you think. They're working to improve their rankings on the online game League of Legends. Stickler says the strategy and competition remind him of the sports he played growing up.
You can see yourself getting better. You can challenge yourself as you get better and just play against people that are as well as you and really bond over that.
Training for soccer or football, this is not. Ever since home video games were introduced 4 decades ago, mastering them has typically involved late nights in front of a screen fueled by junk food. For a few ambitious gamers, however, the world of an athlete and an e-athlete are blurring.
So that's a big thing with a lot of people is when they do exercises, they like to hold their breath. You got to make sure that you're breathing.
Jake Middleton coaches his brother Justin through an exercise routine at a gym in Kansas City. Jake's a personal trainer who started a new business, fitness training for video gamers. He says there's more to it than being parked in front of a screen.
Really what's going on is, you know, they have elevated heart rate. They have a lot of cortisol flowing through their body.
Jake's customized in-person training, which costs $200 a month, includes exercises like yoga for posture, tossing a medicine ball to improve reflexes, and cardio for stamina.
Trying to maximize each player to where whenever they go up and they play at their competition that, you know, they're not only just healthy and feeling the best, but they're ready to perform.
This may seem like a lot of work to get a high score, but fitness training is catching on. Robert Yip is the performance coach for the professional Los Angeles-based team, the Immortals. Teams like his compete for prize money that added up to more than $65 million last year. He says the days of a slacker hoping to make it big in gaming are coming to an end.
You're getting paid a lot of money, but at the same time, you have to treat it like it's an actual job. It's fun, but it's very, very demanding.
Yip provides fitness training, meal planning, and a structured lifestyle for his team of college-age players who spend hours a day in front of a screen. For them, the coaching isn't just to boost scores, it's also about providing balance.
We're very much invested in making sure that it's a holistic wellness program, that they're not just going to be playing the video game a lot, that they're not just going to be sitting there in front of the computer at all times. We want to make sure that they have a social life, that they have active recovery periods, that they are not burning out because they're still very, very young.
But what about the average gamer? Is fitness training something that could catch on with someone like Ben Stickler? He isn't after a pro gaming career or a sponsorship deal, but he loves League of Legends. He says if personal training can make him a better player, he might do it.
You gotta take care of yourself. You can't just sit around and just kind of meld away into nothing. You gotta make sure you're taking care of yourself and that'll take care of the game.
Only a handful of pro teams currently have full-time performance coaches. As more money and sponsorship go into gaming, trainers hope there'll be more demand for their services among both pros and just maybe the gamer up all night in his basement. For NPR News, I'm Alex Smith in Kansas City.